Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for tuning in here as we get you ready for week six of the NFL season in all its betting glory. And nothing glorious about that Thursday night football game between the Commanders and the Bears last night. However, we did walk out of that mess with a winner. We had Darnell Mooney to go over his receiving yards prop, which you talked about on the Tuesday pod. I also exacted a little bit of a revenge against the bookmakers as well, too. I got my Justin Fields longest run of 20 plus yards after having that same bet stolen from me last week due to a flag that negated a long run from the Bears QB. So bad game, good result for us. And with me behind the scenes, as always, pulling the strings, the mastermind behind it all is Dell. Dell, happy Friday to you. And any big plans for the weekend?
My plans are to watch a lot of football. It's usually what it is. But yeah, after watching Darnell Mooney hit that prop last night, I turned that thing right off immediately.
And it slept like a baby.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So before we jump into the week six rundown, we ask that you take a couple seconds. Please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. Leave us some love. Leave us some feedback. Let us know what you want to hear on the podcast. We're all about user experience here. So please come on and talk to us. And now that my groveling is out of the way, let's have 600 seconds on the clock for NFL week six.
Let's get it started in here.
Woo, some Fergie. At least she's not singing the national anthem. We're good there. So we touched on a triumphant week five run for the podcast picks on the Tuesday show. We also talked about a couple bets that I do have lined up for week six. You can go back and listen to the podcast to catch those if you missed it. But a good week for NFL underdog picks last week. 3-0 ATS. Got another three pups for Sunday. We're going Jags, +2.5. Now, I know Sharp guys jumped on Indy -1 early in the week and pumped this up to Colts -2.5. And while I definitely respect the opinion, I don't agree with it. I'm going to say thanks for the extra points as the spread moves up. I just can't get behind the Colts, and I think the market is bailing on the Jags too soon. This Jacksonville team was a Sharp darling to begin 2022, but after two weird games, you got a rainy mess in Philly. They had five turnovers, and then you had a brain fart versus Houston despite outgaining the Texans by a ton. Just has some warning lights flashing with the Jags, I guess, but not for me. The Jags pass rush, still their biggest strength, owning the second highest pass rush win rate at ESPN and facing an Indianapolis team that just cannot protect Matt Ryan. So Jaguars and the points. I bet Kansas City +3 for the big game, hosting Buffalo. This game could go either way, of course, but since I've been writing the NFL underdogs column, I've been doing it for a long time. Sometimes it just comes down to picking the best team, getting the points. And rarely do we get a team as good as Kansas City set as an underdog. So we're going to grab it. But there's more to it than this one. I feel like the market is just giving Buffalo too much credit for some of those blowout wins over bad teams like Pittsburgh and Tennessee, and kind of downgrading KC for some closer games against divisional rivals. We saw the Bills in tight and trouble spots against Miami and Baltimore. And the Chiefs, to me, are better than both of those teams. So Chiefs +3. And a game we talked about in spot bets on Tuesday, a game that is very near and dear to Dell and myself, is Eagles-Cowboys. We talked about the sticky situation spot for the Cowboys. They were +5 at Philly, that dead number at the time of the podcast. Now, money comes in on the Eagles, pumps this up to +6.5, and I can't stand anymore. I'm going to grab Dallas +6.5 with the half point hook. The Cowboys pass rush here runs into an Eagles offensive line that is banged up. Expected to get some bodies back. However, Dallas's defense playing with speed and ferocity out there, and a massive tick up in terms of defensive quality compared to some of the other units that the Eagles have faced. They'll get pressure on Hurts, which is something he has not seen a lot of, and he has struggled under pressure. I also have the under 43.5 in this game, and it really does feel like a 21-17 finish. I think the Eagles win this, but don't cover. Dallas +6.5. Another side for me, Chargers -4.5 versus Denver on Monday Night Football. The Bolts have been underperforming in 2022, especially after many people pegged them to be the team to beat in the AFC West. Early injuries, obviously a big issue, but LA probably the healthiest that it's been since week one, entering week six. And the same can't be said for Denver. Injuries up and down this depth chart, on top of just the offense being absolute shit. This look-ahead line in the summer was Bolts -3. But despite the Broncos and their bad start and all of these injury concerns, especially a noodle-armed Russell Wilson playing against an awesome pass defense for the Bolts, this spread is only 1.5 points higher. I think it's completely undervaluing Los Angeles. The Chargers offense, too, second best EPA per play over the last 2 weeks. I think they're set for a big breakout win. I like LA -4.5. So on top of those side bets, we do have some props and derivatives lined up. These are brought to you by the good folks at PointsBet Canada. You can go over there. You can find a laundry list of alternative odds and player props from those good folks at PointsBet CA. One that I have here is LA -2.5 first quarter versus Carolina. And the Rams are going to own this opening frame. Getting them under the field goal is great at -2.5. I also feel comfortable if you can only find -3. The Panthers are the worst first quarter offense in the NFL. They have been shut out in 4 of 5 first frames so far this season. You have PJ Walker now at QB. Carolina says they want to run early, get those gains, and have Walker avoid third and long situations, which are poison to this team. And I expect a kind of a bland start from Carolina's offense anyway. The Rams offense, which has just been blasted because of its shortcomings this season, but LA has looked good in first quarters. It's looked great under those scripted series from Sean McVay to start games. The Rams 11th in first quarter DVOA, and Matt Stafford making it rain in first quarters as well, too. A first quarter passer rating of 113.6 before falling off a cliff. So give me Rams -2.5 in the first quarter. Another one I like, San Francisco 49ers team total over 25. Now the Niners defense obviously dinged up. And this is a weird spot for them against the Falcons. We dissected that on the Tuesday show. However, San Francisco's offense has finished ranked No. 2 and No. 4 in DVOA the past two games against defenses that were much better than the Falcons. And the Falcons are horrible. This is a fast track that Kyle Shanahan knows well under the dome against an Atlanta defense sitting near the basement and all those advanced metrics. So give me the Greenbrier Niners, that's where they stayed on the East Coast this week. Team total, over 25 points. And we'll go back to Sunday Night Football. Cowboys, Eagles, I bet Cooper Rush under 22.5 yards passing. Offensive coordinator Kellen Moore talked about complementing the defense with a heavy dose of the run on offense. And they did so against the Rams last week, hoping to tame that pass rush. And that leaves Rush with only 102 passing yards last week. Philly, another scary pass rush, and they can get after Rush with just 4. Cooper Rush is not going to get enough attempts to top this total at 222.5. I saw it as high as 225.5 out there right now. Dell, what do you like in week 6?
Deebo Samuel has been underachieving to his standard through 5 weeks. And this week, I think he pops off against a weak Falcons secondary. He could score on the ground, he could score in the air, and I don't think the Falcons can stop either of them. So I'm taking Deebo Samuel anytime touchdown plus 119 at Caesars.
Get it. Yeah, nothing wrong with Deebo. So tis the season for scary movies. Halloween on the way, and one thing that I like to do in October, I like to sit down and watch some of my classic horror flicks, kind of get me in the macabre mood for the holiday. And it got me thinking, which NFL teams could star in some of my favorite scary movies? And here they are. So the Los Angeles Chargers are Night of the Living Dead.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
It's a black and white zombie classic about the dead rising from the grave to wreak havoc on the living. Just like the LA Chargers, who were the walking dead with a long list of injuries to start the season. But after 2 road wins, they look a lot more dangerous as those bodies rise into action ahead of week 6. Plus 310 out there to win the AFC West right now. Just saying. The New York Giants are I Know What You Did Last Summer. So that's a 90s teen scream about a hook-wielding fisherman. He comes back for revenge after a group of kids think they get away with a hit and run. Well, we know what the Giants did last summer. They got one soft-ass schedule, especially to start 2022. And the G-Men have gotten away with a 4-1 straight-up record because of this. They will have played 4 of their first 6 games at home. Only one true road game in that span as well, too. And the Ravens know what the Giants defense did all summer. As former defensive coordinator Wink Martindale is the new DC in New York. And Baltimore up from -4.5 to -6 on the road, expecting to expose those Giants. The Minnesota Vikings are the thing. And John Carpenter's kick-ass sci-fi thriller about a shape-shifting alien picking off an Antarctic research station is absolute gold. Because you know, have no idea who is good and who is bad. And it's just like betting on the Minnesota Vikings. At 4-1 straight up, the record says, hey, you can trust me. But at 1-4 ATS, you're setting your bankroll on fire, just like a pissed off Kurt Russell. So the Vikings laying 3 against the Dolphins, third stringer at Miami, a weird line for a weird team. And quickly here, the Chicago Bears are the ring. One is about a film that kills you. The other, you wish you would be dead after watching their game film. And at least you've got 7 days before having to witness this horror again. Time for the weekly 2-minute drill with Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook in Las Vegas. Arthur, heaviest bet game for week 6?
Well, it's absolutely going to be Chiefs and Bills. That's going to be the game of the year. It is going to get a betting handle similar to a playoff game. A lot of buzz around that game.
Yeah, biggest liability for you guys entering the weekend.
Right now it's the Colts. Colts open -1, got to as high as 2.5. We're back at 2, but Sharps bought them at 1, 1.5, and 2.
Ooh, toughest line, in your opinion, to set for week 6?
I think it's Rams and Panthers. Obviously, QB and coach are out. Rams have not looked good. I understand why the line is 10. Hard to lay 10 with the Rams right now, and there has been some support for the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough to quantify any value for Rule and Baker Mayfield because they were just so damn bad at their jobs. Biggest pros versus Joes game lining up?
The Sunday night game, which is a great game. Dallas-Philly. Dallas is the Joe side. Philly is the pro side. You know, we've talked about this. Philly is a very popular, sharp play this whole year, and then the public jumps in on them. It was 5. It's now 6.5. Be interesting to see before kickoff if we get to the key number of 7.
Yeah, Dell and I have some fandom interest in this game as well, too. Notable total action for week 6.
It's in the same game, Eagles and Cowboys. Under money's come in was 43.5, now 42. Dallas has played 4 unders. Philly has played 3 unders. And the Monday night game has seen good under money as well between Denver and the Chargers. It's moved 2 points as well.
All right, good team that could be a fraud.
It's my Giants. They're 4-1. They're 4-1 against the spread. The team could be 1-4 or 0-5 easily. I get it. They're winning the games in front of them. I think the Ravens kill them this week. All 4 of their wins are a combined 17 points. If they beat the Ravens this week, I will start drinking the Kool-Aid. Even, and I will say this, though. I do love the coach.
All right. Oh, we got to get a good bet in here. You gave us a winner with the Browns last week. What do you like in week 6?
We're going to keep it rolling. Broncos on Monday night plus 4.5.
No, I'm on the other side. LA minus 4.5 for myself. Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes out there when the whistle blows. All right, that is it. That was the horn for the Friday edition of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you on the Tuesday pod. Good luck in week 6.